The U.S. has started the process of selling some two dozen F-16 fighter planes to Pakistan. The United States had agreed to sell the sophisticated aircraft in the late 1980s, but it suspended the deal because of Pakistan's nuclear weapons program. Pakistan has been pressuring Washington for years to proceed with the sale. India has been opposed to the idea. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Washington has been considering selling the F-16s for some time, even though Pakistan has proceeded with the development of its nuclear weapons program. U.S. officials say they decided to go ahead because of Pakistan's cooperation with Washington in the war on terrorism. Ruel Garecht, a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, says that Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has played a critical role in the fight to eradicate al-Qaeda and the remnants of the Taliban in South Asia.
As long as Osama bin Laden and his number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, remain alive and are suspected to be in the border zones, regions between Pakistan and Afghanistan, Pakistan will remain a serious factor in America's anti-terrorism calculations, and Musharraf will benefit from that.
Indian officials have warned that selling the U.S. F-16s to Pakistan, which has opposed India in several military conflicts, would upset the balance of power in a very tense region. But Ruel Garecht says that is unlikely because India is so much more powerful militarily than its neighbor. Garecht says the planned sale of the aircraft is little more than a psychological sop to Islamabad.
What is certainly clear now is that India is by far and away the military dominant power of the subcontinent, and it will continue to increase its advantage. It has the wealth, it has a domestic arms industry that is becoming ever more closer to being first rate. So I don't really foresee this having really any significant shift there.
Ambassador Carl Enderfirth, Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs under President Clinton, takes a similar view.
The fact is that the F-16s certainly can carry nuclear bombs, but Pakistan now has ballistic missiles that can do that much better and much faster.
Enderfirth says that Indian officials freely acknowledge that they are unlikely to lose sleep over the sale of the F-16s, but he says Washington still should take steps to reassure India about the importance of their bilateral relationship.
Lockheed Martin, that's the producer of the F-16s, is considering co-production of defense equipment with India, and this has New Delhi very excited. We have also been talking with India about the sale of U.S. Patriot air defense systems, as well as different forms of missile defense cooperation. And very importantly, on Secretary Rice's recent trip to New Delhi, she offered to review U.S. nuclear technology transfer laws that would help India's energy security.
State Department officials say they are discussing the possibility of a very large sale of fighter planes to India. Among the planes India is known to be considering are the F-16 and the French Mirage fighter jet. The U.S. announced plans to sell fighter jets to Pakistan and possibly India as Washington is trying to prevent the European Union from lifting an arms embargo against China. State Department spokesman Adam Arely denied there is any inconsistency in U.S. policy. He said tensions are very high between China and Taiwan right now, whereas relations between India and Pakistan have been improving.
You see a thaw, a lessening of tensions, a steady progression of engagement, of dialogue, and you have all the trend lines going in a positive direction.
Arely says the administration will begin negotiations with the Pakistani government and Congress to sell the F-16s to Islamabad and to provide information to India about the possible sale of a multi-role combat aircraft. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.